You're tuned in to Currently Off Air. I'm disembarking from the Toronto Island Ferry for a stroll around Toronto Island Park before dipping my toes in the glacial Great Lake Ontario. In celebration of Canada Day, which marks the birth of the Kingdom of Canada 150 years ago, I've got an hour of sound from our Commonwealth cousins, from Vancouver Electronics to Calgary Noise to Toronto Flute Jazz and Montreal Noise Poetry. Let's begin with some reflections on the vast Northern Territories of Canada, backed by a silver Mount Zion's 13 angels standing guard round the side of your bed. This is an excerpt from Glenn Gould's CBC radio programme, The Idea of North.
My experience with the North has enriched me immeasurably. I've enjoyed it, I've liked it. I've done some very foolish things there.
I suppose that any perceptive person who wanders about the North and gets to know the Northerners a little bit is bound to have some of his old illusions shattered. If his illusions are based on the kind of romantic approach that we traditionally got from the books and the schoolroom. The stories I mean about the lovely Eskimos and their gleaming white igloos and how life is simple and unspoiled and unchanged and so on.
Because considering a place romantic means that one doesn't know too much about it. I had read a great deal about it, and it sounded very, very romantic to me. And I suppose, in a way, I was influenced by this. And when I arrived, it was a cold September day. It was snowing in Coral Harbor, and there was absolutely no one there to meet me. I stepped off the plane, and there were a number of rugged-looking men beards, wearing heavy parkas and boots. And here was I, this frail little girl from Winnipeg, came to the North to help the Eskimos. And at that moment, I think I was more in need of help than anyone else. I felt absolutely lost.
When I was first associated with the administration of the North, one of our sort of heartbreaking tasks was to add up how many Canadian citizens had starved to death in that season. And we used to all keep a sort of chart on the wall of the starvation and hope to heavens that the curve would go down. Well, thank heavens, with all the ugliness that there is in the North today, let's remember that that chart is showing a downward curve. In fact, I think it's some years since we've had outright starvation in the North.
First of all, it seems to me that in the North we're seeing one of the final playings out of those two great dreams of man, Eldorado or Utopia. Both Eldorado and Utopia were always located in parts unknown. I mean, it's very difficult to sort of think of Utopia down in Toronto, for instance, with all due deference to Toronto. We know too much about it. We have too much of an understanding of the reality. But north of 60, it's still empty. It's still, in many ways, the land of the possible. And so we have the story of either A, the rich North, the vast treasure house of literature, which, you know, like making it in Dorothy Parker's terms, sort of flow up, or B, the vast, great, empty, useless desert. To me, the North is so Canadian. André Siegfried mentioned this about a window on the future, a potential future. He was writing in 1937, well before most Canadians woke up to the reality of the North. I've seen the shape of a possible future in the North, and quite frankly, it scares the hell out of me.
La noce, la noce, la noce, la noce, la noce. Memories.
You're listening to Currently Off Air's Canada Day special here on Radio Reverb, 97.2 FM and DAB in Brighton, streaming live on RadioReverb.com. For a full track listing, visit CurrentlyOffAir.com.
destination.
Thank you.
I'm leaving the table. I'm out of the game. I don't know the people in your picture frame. If I ever loved you, oh no, no, it's a crying shame. If I ever loved you, if I knew your name, you don't need a lawyer. I'm not making a claim. You don't need to surrender. I'm not taking aim. I don't need a lover, no, no, no. The wretched beast is tame. I don't need a lover. So blow out the flame. There's nobody missing. There is no reward. Little by little, we're cutting the cord. We're spending the treasure. Oh, no, no, that love cannot afford. I know you can feel it. The sweetness restored.
Oh, is a whip. And with our savage tongues, we spray the blood of our enemies all up these phoenix walls. And with our savage tongues, we reclaim our future. And we stare into each other, you and I, holding each other, and we apologize. We apologize for this arrogant hex of a species that we are ashamed to be a part of. And we are humble, you and I. We are humble and pigeon-toed and wide-eyed. We are naked and afraid. And we hold each other at the base of infinite everything in all directions. Because everywhere you look, it's a universe of undeniable complexity, debatable beauty, and meaningless pain. New ideas being born, old ideas dying, and with our savage tongues, we lick our loved ones until they are clean. We spray our enemies' blood all up these walls. And we pronounce this language dead.
With 1,000 lonely suicides, and a dark wind blows. The government is corrupt, and we're on so many drugs with the radio on and the curtains drawn. We're trapped in the belly of this horrible machine. And the machine is bleeding to death. The sun has fallen down, and the billboards are all leering, and the flags are all dead at the top of their poles. It went like this. The buildings toppled in on themselves. Mothers clutching babies picked through the rubble and pulled out their hair. The skyline was beautiful on fire, all twisted metal stretching upwards. Everything washed in a thin orange haze. I said, "Kiss me, you're beautiful. These are truly the last days." You grabbed my hand, and we fell into it, like a daydream or a fever.
Thank you.
Listening to Currently Off Air's Canada Day special. For a full track listing, visit currentlyoffair.com.
habitable pour l'être humain. Bienvenue sur la planète Eke. Je recule. Chaque faille sur le sol est un écho de la empreinte intérieure.
You've been listening to a Canada Day special on Currently Off Air here on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM and DAB in Brighton, streaming online at radioreverb.com. For a full track listing for the show, to listen again or download previous shows, you can head to currentlyoffair.com, where you can also subscribe to a podcast of the show. In August, I'll be back with a cassette tape special. Until then, thanks for listening.